I know that Sean Radica and James Caldwell did. Sean Radica. Excuse me, James. I apologize. Sean Radica and Derek Turgeon. I don't apologize to Derek, but I apologize to James. You know, love that roast of the Iron Sheik. And the Iron Sheik and what's happened to him, and he fits into this category with Mickey Rourke's character. I hate how he's exploited. I hate how this damaged guy who's damaged in so many ways and is out front about his drug use, and people laugh at him and they think that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
They think that's a good thing. And that Scott Hall, the incident with Scott Hall and how that was just exploited for people's entertainment, I'm not watching that thing, and I hate how that's used. I hate how those guys, and they exploit themselves now for it too.
Right.
Instead of cleaning up or instead of trying to get healthier, it's like, oh, isn't that great? No, they're just having a good time. And, oh, you know, going out there and being a freak, a drug freak, for people who don't give a damn about you, you know, it's entertainment. And then, you know, the contempt back and forth. I really don't like that.
This is Torch columnist Sean Radican, joined by my co-host Derek Bergen for a very special midweek, early week edition of the Radican Audio Showcase for Tuesday, December 20th, Tuesday, December 30th, 2008. And we're already hitting the ground running as we're ready for an explosive edition of the Radican Audio Showcase. And Derek, how are you?
Oh, the stewing anger's been building up. I mean, you know, every single time, because we talk off air a lot, that I listen to the Undertaker audio hosted by Triple H, I get aggravated about something, or I just can't believe your mentor comes up with things. Just this weekend, we'll just briefly touch on this. He talked about going to see Johnny Fairplay's wife in a wrestling match, and they were talking about how Fairplay's having a reality show, and the theme of the reality show in the first episode is based around his wife, I think Trishelle, or whatever the fuck her name is, was upset that Johnny's been spending so much time away from home on his pursuing his comedy career. And I wasn't shocked about her being a wrestler. I wasn't shocked about an alleged Fairplay reality show. I was shocked that Johnny Fairplay has a comedy career, because as Bruce Mitchell points out, you know, I read everything, I watch everything, I try to know about everything, and this is the first I've ever heard of it. But this doesn't impale to last week when I was listening to your hero, Bruce Mitchell, talk about our review of Kayfabe Commentary's Ring Roast of the Iron Sheik, Volume 1, and he just buried us and totally misconstrued our comments. And did you get a chance to listen to him, Sean? Because, you know, as I was listening to it, I left you a voicemail, which must have ranked right up there with the most outrageous Derek calls to Sean.
Yes, I was listening too, and we were totally misrepresented. We said, you know, supposedly we said, you know, the broken down Sheik was funny, and that's what the Ring Roast is all about. But I don't know. I mean, Bruce must not have read the right review, or maybe someone else's review wasn't out for him to get his opinion on this. But, you know, it's a gross misrepresentation of what we said about the DVD that he hasn't even seen yet. And we never said anything of this. We blatantly said this DVD was about the wrestlers ripping on each other for different things. And it wasn't about, you know, the Sheik going nuts. This was all about more of a celebration of his career and, you know, the guys getting together and having fun. And, in fact, the thing that really got me was Bruce talked about Scott Hall. And, you know, that's only on there as an extra. And I believe I'm quoted right here saying that both the Sheik and Scott Hall are two people in need of help. So that doesn't sound like someone putting over, you know, making fun of Sheik, who Bruce has sees as the character and the lead character that Mickey Rourke plays in The Wrestler somehow. And I don't know what.
John, I think that kayfabe commentaries, which he almost took shots at with his review of our review, I think they did as good a job as possible. They completely cut out the Scott Hall incident on the disc. And then when they showed it on disc two as an extra, you got to see Sean Oliver and the commentary, the running commentary on the screen, pretty much barely Scott Hall. You know, he went up to him on the slide, so not making a scene, and said, "Do you want to get on the stage? You know what I mean? This is you know, basically in between the lines, saying this is so unprofessional. You know, let's take care of it like men." And you know, they really exposed what a shameful incident this was. Not overplayed it, like, look at Scott Hall, isn't this hilarious? This was made it special. You know, they totally made it low key. You know, he was totally a better man about it. And when Bruce made his comments, I was just totally in shock, especially when he used it as an excuse to, like, never watch the DVD and kind of warning others the same way. And it's just outrageous.
Outrageous is right. You know, with apologies to Wade Keller, you know, we are fighting mad about this, and we demand a retraction, apology, and a review of an ROH DVD and,
yes,
as a concession.
Yeah, I think you have to wait for others to review the Ring of Honor DVD to reassess his thoughts on the company. Unfortunately, Bruce's lack of interest in Ring of Honor has followed somebody else in San Jose, California's lack of interest in the product. But maybe it's just a coincidence.
Yeah, I mean, even their own booker is sick of this shit. So, but apparently,
People should check out this Ring Rules. It's definitely not about making fun of Iron Sheik being drunk or wasted. You know, I think you and I have totally panned certain DVDs in the last year. I know, say, the Art Video Face-Off series. It's just a joke, you know, and I don't find that interesting. I don't find it funny. You know, these wrestlers being wasted, it's not funny anymore. And I think a sober Iron Sheik, or I think he knows the gimmick now, I think when he does these hilarious rants, I think that's totally different than when people are taking advantage of him, and you can clearly see he's under the influence, and it's just, you know, comparing apples to oranges. And this is just, I thought it was unfair to paint us with that brush that we're like enablers to these people. And I think you and I have been specifically pointing out that this shouldn't be taking place. I know most recently on the Last Call DVD, and you know how much I wanted to put it over more than anything in the world, because when my friend Keith Lipinski was involved, I was just outraged that these wrestlers, you know, went into their usual shtick and, you know, used alcohol as a crutch instead of being entertaining. So that was just, Bruce, I think Bruce just pulled a boner on that one. I was fighting mad at the time.
I couldn't believe it either, and I'm disappointed. And hopefully a full retraction with apologies to Wade Keller is in order.
We need a memo. We need a Mitchell short. We need something immediately.
Maybe a statistical breakdown of how wrong he was in each area would
suffice. Amount of Carolina writers who know what they're talking about when it comes to DVDs, zero.
Zero.
All right, let's go on to something better and much more fun to talk about.
All right, let's move on to Gabe put up another blog about his year-end awards. And, you know, a couple things jumped out at me, and one is that we could talk about it later, but the Book of Secrets DVD is coming out. Gabe's Book of ROH Secrets is coming out from Kayfabe Commentaries, and he's going to be discussing it in an interactive manner through his blog, taking questions. And, you know, he went down and listed some things in different categories, and a lot of it was...
Sean, he did the Wrestling Observer Awards. I mean, it was all Dave's categories. And I think in some points it was the actual email he sent to Dave Meltzer, because I think a couple times through it he explains to Dave why he voted the way he did. So I thought it was a pretty interesting look at a high-profile wrestling IWC star giving his awards ballot. So it was very fascinating. I don't know if in the past Bruce has done it, but I'm pretty sure Bruce Mitchell, I think Torch fans really look forward to the thought process of why certain people vote the way they do.
Yeah, and he said he did it off the top of his head, so the answers would come as naturally as possible. A lot of ROH-centric choices with some different things here and there, but there was a great line when you get down to the end, the Best Booker Award. He said me, and then he said, come on. And Then he said he would give it to Adam Pearce, but he needs to thank me for the house last Saturday, which is in reference to what we'll talk about later, but I already showing one of their biggest